The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
The Omaha Steaks end of season sale is here to deliver everything you crave to reset after the holidays. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. You know exactly what you're getting. Premium lean protein that everyone loves. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end of season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Stand by. The vacuum tubes are warming up. This is a special live broadcast right here on Georgia Radio.
That's always great when friends stop by. Today, I am honored to have the author and storyteller Bryn McLean join me from just over the border there in South Carolina. In Anderson, is it Anderson, South Carolina, where you call home, Bryn?
Yes, it's where I'm sitting right now in the house that I grew up in.
That's so wonderful.
Yes.
One of my dear friends and airshow colleagues lives in Anderson. His name is Hugh Oldham, and he's turned into a really crotchety, opinionated old man. And I love him even more because of that. But, you know, I love Anderson. Yeah,
yes,
I love going there.
Anderson.
I love going there. And hanging out with Mr. Oldham when I can. But welcome. Aww. Welcome to Georgia Radio. It's great to have you here.
Oh, it's my honor. It's wonderful being here, Matt. Thanks for asking me.
Well, if folks want to get to know you a little bit better, the website, I'm just going to get this out of the way. It's BrenMcLean.com, B-R-E-N, and then McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N.com. And I'm going to quick link it into the show story, but you can go there and you can see all of her award-winning stuff. Mama Red, One Good Mama Bone, the novel that that she has won more awards than Carter has pills for. This is a tremendous, tremendous book. Had to steal the Wayne Boggs line, our buddy Wayne. But yeah, One Good Mama Bone, which is a novel about a cow and so much more.
And so much more. Yes. Yeah, about a mother cow named Mama Red who changes a woman's life. Sarah Creamer, my protagonist in the novel. It's a novel that I, you know, have talked about since it was published in 2017, and I've had the honor to visit with 260 book clubs to talk about it.
How did Pat Conroy change your life? We've talked about Mama Red in this story, but how did he change your life?
Yeah, boy, howdy did he. So One Good Mama Bone, Matt, is the third novel I wrote, two others in the proverbial drawer. And I had written this book, One Good Mama Bone, that I just loved. And I tried to get a New York agent, and New York didn't know what to do about a novel that involves heavily a cow. In fact, one agent told me one time, well, does the cow talk? She was a Brooklyn woman. And so it just was going nowhere. And so I happened to go to a talk by an agent who happened to be Pat Conroy's agent. And this agent starts talking about this imprint that her client, Pat Conroy, had created for authors like me, Southern writers from small towns whose work was being passed over in New York. And so anyway, I went, oh my gosh, you're right. I read about that. So, Matt, I submitted my novel to that press. It was called Story River Books. And mercy me, in about a year's time, because it took a long time to kind of weave its way through, I got a contract. And to think that Pat Conroy, A, read my book, are you kidding me? And B, wanted to publish my book, I just call that literary nirvana.
I'm just thinking through that whole scenario there. And Wow, I mean, it is a big break. That was your lucky break. And what was he like? Did you get to interact with him at some point?
Yeah, I did one time. And little did I know, nor did anybody know, that he was, you know, going to be gone from this earth in 5 months. I met him in October of 2016, and I went to Beaufort, South Carolina, where they were holding a big party for his 70th birthday. And I went there expressly to thank him for publishing the book. And so I'm standing in one of those long, long lines, and, you know, he loves to talk to everybody. And I finally get up there and I give him a book of his to sign for me. And he notices my name is Bran. And I said, "Mr. Conroy, I want to thank you for publishing me." And he said, "What's your last name?" And I said, "McLean." And I said, he said, "What's the name of your book?" And I said, "One Good Mama Bone." And he threw open his arms and screamed, "The cow!" And it reverberates in this room. And you see how marvelous that is? What New York and the, you know, the New York bunch up there wanted to pass by because of the cow. It's what he embraced. And you see how that, you see that? And I tell writers all the time, that's why we have to keep going. You know, when we get these no's and rejections, that just means it's not that person's cup of tea. Keep going to find the match. And I'm living proof of that.
Well, if you want to keep going, let me throw in a twist here. Bran McLean, again, one of the best here, is doing a masterclass on this very topic right here in Carrollton, Georgia, where you can come and be a part of it. And there, now, this is a great opportunity. And to be considered, you need 1,000 words, preferably from the beginning of your manuscript, with your name. Mm-hmm. And, well, we can get into the details. You can find them, actually, right there on the Carrollton Writers Guild's website. You can find all of the details on this masterclass. But what do you hope to have this year in the masterclass, Bran?
You know what? I'm going to readdress your question. I'm going to answer, what do I hope to accomplish in that class? What do I hope by the class's end people will get? And here's what I'm going to tell you. I hope that after our 9-to-4 day together, I hope when I'm standing at the door telling people, "Thank you for coming. I've really enjoyed your work and enjoyed meeting you and working with you," I hope they run me down. I hope they're so excited to get out of that class and back to the page to work that they just storm past me and go, "Bye, I gotta go. Bye, I gotta go." That's what I hope. I hope to create an excitement. I hope to encourage. That's what I feel like I'm on this earth for, Matt, is to encourage. Listen, so many people encouraged me. So many people gave me a leg up. Hey, look, it took 27 years for One Good Mama Bone to be published. Let's just underscore that. I hung in there and kept working, and chiefly because I had people who encouraged me and said, "Come on, Bran, keep working, keep at it, girl, keep at it." And that's what I want to do for folks. I want to get in there in that class that day, and we're going to roll up our sleeves, and everybody, all 12 people, will have read the other submissions. And what I want to do is I really, really want to talk about what is working. What is their secret sauce? Where is their genius on the page? With the idea of doing more of that. Validation, we all need it. Even in my career now, I still need validation and encouragement. And that's what I hope to do, is to, man alive, just go in there and circle the wagons on the beauty on the page already that they have.
And this is not a support group. There will be real work that has to happen in this masterclass, which I think is great. The rigor is there. Bran, I've heard from people who have been in it. She sounds really nice and cuddly, but I'm telling you, you're going to leave here with something that is so worthwhile. You've just got to go. 12 writers for this year's masterclass. Yep. And again, mm-hmm. to be considered 1,000 words, you got to submit it by February the 17th. You still have some time. It's $25 to submit. If you are selected, the fee is $100. So it's a total of $100 for a masterclass. The event takes place early April. You can go onto our website there at the Carrollton Writers Guild and find it. I'm going to say it's Well, it's 5 and 6 April. And I'm going to say it's 4, 5, and 6 because I have to book the whole weekend for that thing. But yeah, so it's 4. 4 is 4 of April is the masterclass, if I recall. And then 5 is the other follow-on day. So 4 and 5 of April.
Exactly. Yeah, April 4th, 9 to 4. That's exactly when the masterclass is. And Matt, I'll have to pick up on something you just said. Yeah, I mean, we do kind of, you know, get down to it. It's not just a kumbaya, you know.
Yeah, I've heard from people who went through it, and it's, you know, all of them leave going, oh, my goodness, what an incredible experience. And that to me, is just, that's the reason I'm sure that they're all showing up, but it's the reason you're still doing it. Do I hear perhaps in your voice the makings of something bigger here with this? Is there or do you just want to keep writing? Or is there a mission that's sort of coming out of all of this, Bryn?
Are you talking about the teaching component, Matt?
Well, the teaching and, I don't know, maybe the publishing at some point. I mean, there seems to be a real fire here for you.
I do have that fire. I don't know. Here's how I lead my life these days. I pay attention to what opens up for me. I've spent my early years, you know, round peg in a square hole, you know, just, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I have learned just to really pay attention to the flow. And so I'll tell you this, you know, you never know. You never know where this may lead. I'm totally open for what purpose I have in this world and what I can contribute. So we'll see.
We talked earlier about your farm and about the farmhouse that you live in being the one that you grew up in. And so much of your life has been spent in and around that place. Did you ever imagine that? Was that something that you set out to do, or did it just sort of happen like what you're talking about now?
Yeah, just like it happened. Because I spent many years away. You know, I lived in Atlanta. I've lived in Nashville. I've done all kind of little jaunts here and there. But, you know, I am a South Carolina girl. I'm a South Carolina writer. And I wanted to come home.
And you did. You can't get any more home than you are. Which I think is great.
I know.
I think that's great.
I mean, I do.
Well, I wanted to bring this up because it really talks about what you're working on right now, this story about this miracle of Eula Bates, which I think is just fascinating. And it's a South Carolina story, but listen, it borders Georgia. Just, you can't border it any closer than this story does.
It can't, because without the Savannah River, Matt, you know, the river that forms the border of Georgia and South Carolina, without that river, there would be no story. There would be no Eula Bates. There would be nothing about what I'm writing, because it was the Savannah River is the number one reason the federal government chose this 310 square miles area just south of Augusta into in South Carolina, 310 square miles, to build the hydrogen bomb plant, to make the materials for the hydrogen bomb. And this would be in 1950. I got really, really interested in that piece of history in South Carolina, did all of these oral histories with almost 40 people. People who've been displaced. It's the largest use of eminent domain in a time of peace. And I'm writing a novel, or I've written a novel, that centers around the one story that bothered me the most. And a lot of them did, let me just tell you. But this one in particular just pulled at my heartstrings. And this is Eula Bates, who you just mentioned. And so I have written a novel inspired by her.
And you say inspired because you have this wonderful saying, and I hope you don't mind me using it, but I've heard you say it, and it's inspired me and a number of other people. But you have this phrase, fiction can fix things. And I love
Yes, yes. I love it. I employed it in that One Good Mama Bone book. I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, I most definitely did. And yes, I'm certainly employing it in this novel, because The book centers on Eula Bates, as I said, and quite honestly, her life doesn't turn out so well. It's, you know, it's one step down after the next. And quite honestly, Matt, readers don't like all of that sadness. You know, it's just too much. And so what I'm doing and what gives me such energy is I'm picking Eula up near the end of her life, and I am rewriting the end of her life to bring her justice. And that is what fuels butt glue for me. This is what has kept my butt in the chair for 5 years writing this story, because I wanted to bring Eula justice. Something in real life did not happen. But you see, that's the beauty of fiction, isn't it? Because we can rewrite and we can give our characters things that they did not get.
Amen. Well, I think it's going to be great, and I can't wait to read it. There is some news on this book, is there not? We're recording this Monday morning, and pretty great stuff happening on Tuesday, from what I remember.
Yeah, so maybe I can ask the listeners to send some good thoughts out, because tomorrow, Tuesday, my agent is sending my Eula book out on submission to editors in New York. And so let's all send some good energy out as to for Eula to find the exact right home, like One Good Mama Bone found her exact right bone.
Well, look, if you want to go find your right home, I guarantee you, you need the butt glue. You bring it with you, and you get ready to work early April.
Yeah, I say, roll up your sleeves, because we're going to work.
Well, you got to get there, and I'm telling you, this is a life-changing event. And one thing I wanted to get in here, and I had as a note, is that while you focus on Southern lit and while you focus on Southern stories, I know one guy in particular who's been there, and the only thing Southern about his story is the fact that it might be in a Southern galaxy. You take all types of folks. Anybody can come
types.
In there. Yeah, this
all types. Absolutely. No poetry is the only thing we're not dealing, but you know, memoir, novel, short story, whatever. But oh gosh, yeah, bring it. I'd love to read it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. If you want to go read Bren's book, which I highly suggest you do, One Good Mama Bone, it is available on her website, which I said is quick linked into the show story. But again, if you're listening to this on the live feed, it's BrenMcLean.com. Bren, thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Matt. This has been quite the honor. Thank you so, so much.
Georgia Radio, on your phone, in your home, everywhere you go.